Atlanta, right? You book a hotel, it should say 5-star hotel, right? Charging a nigga, I'm talking about damn near $1,300 a night for the shit I'm staying in, right? I come downstairs, and niggas is having a dice game. Only in Atlanta, niggas is having a dice game at the fucking hotel. Only in Atlanta, man. Look, you got some good Caucasian people right there. They just want to eat. You got some good Caucasian people right here. They just want to eat. And niggas is having a fucking dice game at the hotel. That's only the shit you see in Atlanta, man. I'm going to fuck upstairs, man. The nigga about to get shot over there, man. About 400, man.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Focast. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people at MattBeAfro.com.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Be Like a Pizza, you heard me?
Yeah.
Out here thugging, my boy.
How many money change the meal, G?
Shit, 65, you heard me?
Huh, what's your money on your shoes for?
I mean, I walk to the money.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Money on my watch.
Huh.
I mean, time is money. Money on my phone,
huh.
I mean, I talk to the money.
Indeed.
Money on my chain,
huh.
I mean, the money hang with me.
Already.
Money on my hat, that mean money on my mind.
Huh.
Money on my gray bandana,
yeah.
That mean the money on my mind.
Huh.
Money on my Kool-Aid, that mean my money sweet.
Oh, yeah, G, what is on your shade, bro?
Shades, that mean I see the money, you heard? Oh, I hear thugging, you feel me? Just chilling.
Straight
nice. 65 money chains on my neck. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Yo, 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 it's your homie Big Smash, man. Back the House Podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Cooling it out with my people. Frocast Podcast, man. You know, we say crazy stuff, man, but we rock together. So y'all know what it is, man. Get in tune.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now listening to the highest downloaded podcast on the Naffy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Say Jack, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing, Rick, Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you Dallas Cowboy fans, New York Giants fans, and Washington football team fans to keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all. Your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all. Also, we have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar, get behind the scenes exclusive content, and get shouted on the show like our latest Patreon. We got Goop and Rob White. So shout out to Mr. Goop and Rob White. The Patreon drought is over. We got two this week.
Okay.
And you could be just like Goop and Rob White, get shouted out on the show by becoming a Patreon. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And option D is what? To add us to a story, tag us in the story so we can shout you out, like Ruler Myself, like Shorty, like Sleazy Black Farmer, like 12 Cal, like Eclectic, like Dr. Brasive and everybody at the crew, especially the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. You know what I'm saying? Always showing love. We appreciate that. And sharing is caring. It don't cost nothing to share a post. And if you would, that would help us out. So now, all the panders out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
If Sunday is the start of the week, it started out real rough.
Yep, Sunday is the is either the start or the end.
Technically, is what people say. So,
what happened, Queen Germ? Oh, before you tell us what happened, Queen Germ, let's us all rewind to episode 446 where Queen Germ rated her show 445, 446, maybe even 444. She rated her show 8.88, and she exclaimed that she needed this number to fall. So last week, King Germ found a lottery ticket in Queen Germ's car, and I said, hey, I'm going to play her numbers for her for the whole week. Played them for her. She said, hey, why did you do that? I said, because you know what? Because when you don't play your numbers, they fall. Now, go ahead, tell your story.
I don't have nothing to say. If you're going to tell it, tell it then.
No. I
don't need you to
I want you to tell your story.
If you're going to set them up, knock them down.
Yes.
It's your story now. Go on here.
So, let me finish telling y'all about Queen Germ's week. So, Sunday, Queen Germ goes to play numbers, and she plays my numbers for me. She plays a number that means something to her. But she doesn't play 888, the number that she said she needs to file because, you know, hey, that's just da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, around drawbreak comes, I see that the number is 888. I get happy because I know my baby got at least $500 for the boy. Because I know she probably played it like 3, 4, 5 times. I know she rolling in the dough today. So I called her and I was just like, hey, I know you played the eights. And she like, oh my God, I didn't play them. But I played something else though. And I was just like, at first I thought she was joking. I said, she just playing with me. Well, you know, playing, you know. So I was just like, an hour go by, and I'm just like, okay, let's go get this ticket now. Let's go ahead, you know. The charade is over. And no, the charade was true. She did not play the number after she said all she said. So, Queen Germ, explain yourself.
I don't have to explain myself to nobody.
Come on.
The fact is, it's life. I mean, I look at it as if the number don't come when I play it, it wasn't meant for me. I ain't going to blame myself. I mean, that shit was fucked up because I would have preferred to have played the number. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been days when I've put $10 on the eights. So clearly, I would have loved to have $5,000 right now of tax-free money.
Yes.
Of don't have to report to nobody money.
Mm.
But it didn't shake that way.
Mm. Look at you getting choked up thinking about it.
And hey,
look at it. Oh, that hurt. It hurt. It hurt me Sunday. It hurt me so bad I just went to sleep, man. I just couldn't even believe it. I slept all day Sunday. I went to bed probably about 4 o'clock.
I mean, and you wanted to blame somebody.
I didn't want to blame anybody.
It was just like,
I was just like,
ain't nothing I could do about it. I mean, shit happens.
I mean,
at worst case scenario, I would have had what you played for me. And what you played for me wasn't but a dollar. So it would have been $250. Our relationship ain't worth $250.
I mean, I'm not going to break up with you because you're in bed.
I didn't say you're going to break up with me, but you was so angry that if I really wanted to be sensitive about the subject, it could have went to a whole nother level. But I just was like, you know, I'm mad too, but nobody could feel as bad as I do when I watch that number every single day. I say it hasn't come out in over 2 years. It's going to drop. It's going to drop. And it drops the day that I don't have it. So, hey, that mean it wasn't meant for me because I had it 5 days prior. What would be the purpose of it coming out on a day that I don't have it? Simply because it ain't meant for me to play numbers no more. So I got to get out the game.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it ain't shaking my way, what purpose does it mean? Mm. Like, I could say, oh, I gotta play more. You said I got to be more disciplined. But I'm like, hell, when I got money and I ain't wishing on a star, that's when the shit always fall. Because it's like, oh, I had money. I went in the store for you. I could have easily put the eights at least one time on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. And but when you went and played a number.
But that number was already on the card. I didn't have to write that number down that day. I didn't write that number down Sunday. Yeah. I took the cards in there that you had, or that I filled out for you the day prior, and I ran them. And then the crazy thing about it is so many things happen that if I slow down just a little bit, I could hit the number a whole lot more frequently. Mm-hmm. And like the day that I fell down the hill. That day I fell down the hill, had dirt in my pocketbook, in my cell phone case and everything. What came out? My birthday, straight. Didn't play it. Damn. That Sunday, was trying to get out of here, What happened? Go get food, come back, the sheriff out there. Your boy done called the cops on us. Come back in here, fixing something in the kitchen, getting tuna out. Tuna juice splash all over my shirt, so I had to take that off. Go to the bathroom before I leave the house. Phone falls in the toilet. I should have known something good was going to happen to me, but no, I was frustrated. Let me just go do what I got to do and get back home. What happens? My number come out. So that's just the story of my life. It's just craziness. And so I look at it and laugh these days now because so many crazy things have happened to me that I feel like something better got to be coming. So if I lost out on 500, hopefully that means I'm going to get 5,000, 50,000, whatever it's got to be, 5 million, whatever it is going to be. Something good going to happen.
You're going to get that stimulus money. That's all that
means. Nah, something better than that going to happen. I mean, hopefully I still qualify, so.
Man.
They keep changing shit, so.
Yeah, man, so, you know, it might be STEMI season again, so hey.
Turn up. Next week, we'll have something to report about next week for real. You might get your chain this time.
I gave that dream up. I gave it up. I don't want to be a hot boy no more.
Oh, okay. You want to be an old man?
Yeah, man. I'm just going to be an old man, man. Just going to age gracefully, man. That's it. Well, let's go ahead and get into this outline, man. Let me ask you a question. Are you involved with your kids' life in school?
Yeah.
So if you think your child was failing classes, you would know about it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this one parent, she's acting surprised that it's almost time for her son to graduate, and he has a 0. What did they say this GPA was? A 0.13?
That means he ain't been at school.
I mean, so this woman's acting surprised. She said, a shocking discovery out of a Baltimore City high school where Project Baltimore has found hundreds of students are failing. It's a school where a student who passed 3 classes in 4 years ranks near the top half of his class with a 0.13 grade point average.
Well, if he's at any point of the class except for the bottom, there's no reason why that whole school shouldn't be shut down. Because the principal, the teachers, everybody need to lose their job.
Everybody's failing.
Yeah.
Okay, this mother, Tiffany France, thought her son would receive his diploma this coming June. But after 4 years of high school, France just learned her 17-year-old must start over. He's been moved back to 9th grade.
He never been there.
He stresses, and I am too. I told him I'm probably going to start crying. I don't know what to do for him, France told Project Baltimore. Why would he do 3 more years in school? He didn't fail. The school failed him. The school failed at their job. They failed. That's the problem here. They failed. He didn't deserve that. Well, I'm going to tell you something. According to what your mother just talked, Mr. France, I think you failed. Because that's all she could come up with. So, her son goes to Augusta Fales Savage Institute of Visual Arts in West Baltimore. His transcripts show he's passed just 3 classes in 4 years, earning 2.5 credits, placing him in 9th grade. But Frank says she didn't know that until February. She has 3 children and works 3 jobs. God damn. She thought her oldest son was doing well because even though he failed most of his classes, he was being promoted. His transcripts show he failed Spanish 1 and Algebra 1, but was promoted to Spanish 2 and Algebra 2. He also failed English 2, but was passed on to English 3.
But see, that's the thing. You can't blame the school when you, as a parent, even if you ain't checking the progress reports, you got to at least ask the child at some point of the year what their grades are. Go in the parent portal. You ain't doing shit. So don't blame the school. You can't blame nobody but yourself.
She said, I'm just assuming that if you're passing, mm-hmm. that you have the proper things to go to the next grade and the right grades, you have the right credits.
You assuming. Apparently. What they say about assuming.
And they say as they dig deeper in her son's records, we can see in his first 3 years at Augusta Fails, he failed 22 classes and was late or absent 272 days.
So that means this nigga, you knew the nigga, nigga wasn't going to school.
Nigga almost missed 2 years of school. Like, if he was late or absent, let's say, you know, hey, 272 days.
Yeah, that's a year and a half strong.
Jesus.
Strong year and a half, almost 2 years. So you should be surprised that the nigga is even in school.
Thank
they
you.
They should have picked her ass up. Because before 16, it's like, yeah. Girl, you miss so many excessive, you have so many excessive
they're coming after your ass. The truancy officer. Yes, sir. Yeah. She said, but in those 3 years, only one teacher requested a parent conference, which France says never happened. No one from the school told France her son was failing and not going to class. Oh, my gosh. So he's ranked 62 out of 120. This means that nearly half his classmates, 58 of them, have a 0.13 grade point average or lower. France has pulled her son out of Augusta Fails. He's now enrolled in an accelerated school program at Francis M. Wood in West Baltimore. If her son works hard, he could graduate by 2023.
Give that nigga his GED. He is illiterate as a motherfucker. Just let him get that shit and go on by his business.
Hey, he's in an accelerated program.
He in an accelerated program to do what?
To graduate by 2023.
Okay.
This nigga love high school.
must be love the lunch truck or whatever they got.
This nigga doing a bid in high school, boy. God, dog. But so let me ask you a question. It could never get to that point where my kid is failing like that.
No, because
like without me knowing, like that's
on
you. Yeah,
you can't possibly want anybody to feel sorry for you or your kid because you have to be at these different intervals, these milestones in the child's educational career. So saying that you had no knowledge, you had to see those grades. I don't care nothing about nobody taking another class. If you don't know his grades and you just find out his GPA, I promise you, you didn't know that the nigga was going from Spanish 1 to Spanish 2. That's too specific for what the hell you do know. So how the hell you know that the nigga is in a different class when you ain't never knew what the devil the grades was? So I'm not buying that.
How the hell you get promoted and you flunking?
Child feeds the school, letting them pass and play around and do whatever they doing, but
he wasn't coming to school. They was like, shit, who is this kid?
Exactly.
They
ain't know the I ain't fuck. Seen you in a while, bro.
He just showing up on test day.
Administration done changed and everything. Ain't nobody know you.
This man don't go to... Oh, my God, man. So, shout out. But that's the story that's going around. I mean, you know, all jokes aside, we got mothers and, you know, parents out here working multiple jobs and not being involved in their kids' studies and just taking their kids' word for it. The kid come home like, yo, you did your homework? Yeah, I did it. You ain't checking behind them. You taking their word for it.
Because you're tired. And yeah. I understand that. But you need to put the fear of God and you and your children to the point where they going to know, okay, if nothing else, my mama going to spaz out when she does see this progress report. So if 4 weeks get to go by and I ain't did shit, when they get to coming in here acting stupid, then I deserve whatever come down. Dale's tighten up.
They said my man had like 2.5 credits. Like,
what? That sound like he ain't never been to school. That's some shit they might have passed him with in middle school.
That nigga passed PE.
Him with that. Exactly.
He only got PE credits.
He probably one of them kind that don't even pass that when they can't dress up.
Oh, shit. But he dressed out with PE now. That's one thing.
And he might come dressed in PE gear.
Well, let's go ahead and move along, man. All-Star Game weekend was just this past weekend in Atlanta, and it was bananas. Atlanta was wide open. We had a limited hotel space because of the COVID, but we didn't have limited people coming to Atlanta for All-Star Game weekend. And it was so bad in Atlanta, people were sleeping in U-Haul trucks. I even saw, first of all, the U-Haul truck thing. Smart or what?
So, explain it a little bit better for me. They rented a U-Haul truck.
Yeah, like one of the, kind of like a Sprinter almost, different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their hotel room for the weekend.
And so, they were hoeing in these things? Like, they just was there in the.
I mean, well, you know. Whatever. Like, people was having parties in the back of their U-Hauls and stuff like that. And showing, you know, people
I think that's inventive.
It's inventive. Like, I mean, it's cheaper than a room now. I don't know how you can wash your ass.
Because you're not.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to go some
wipes or something?
Yeah, you gonna have to go somewhere to wash your ass. Yeah. You park by a truck stop, you know, use their showers. I mean, if you about that life.
That's a little nasty. You know I mean, that when you leave the house, you got to take a really good shower. And I guess, you know, you just freestyle the rest of the trip. I mean, it's only 2 days, so.
Yeah, but that's a long 2 days.
I'm just saying, like, if you wash real good before you leave, you get there, you going to be stink. But my thing is, if nothing else, if you have one good night, that first night, you might be able to finagle something. Mm-hmm. Now, you moving into day two, you already know you done expired. Damn. So, you got to get to some soap and water before the festivities can begin again. Mm. But when you think about it, people, they doing what they got to do. Some people out here, they trying to find them a sugar daddy. They say they were going up there to try to find them a rich man, whatever. Then some niggas was winning. Mm-hmm. If you was already a tall nigga, you was out there in them streets making them people. They don't know who the hell these basketball players and shit is.
Hey, well, I mean, Google around now, they'd look your ass up.
They could, but hell.
Like back in the day, you can lie.
You a hoe if you up there running for a nigga. And as long as a dude might have a nice car, he hop out of something, he probably done rent it. Mm-hmm. Y'all over here ready to get
everybody
him.
Lying.
Yeah.
Everybody lying.
Every damn body.
Everybody getting scammed.
Niggas lying, girls lying. But it would have been real good to turn up if them stimulus checks would have dropped around that time. So see, they had already done signed the bill. Or if All-Star Weekend would be this weekend and niggas was getting stimulus checks. Oh, it'd have been turned the whole world upside down.
Man.
The black culture would have been all fucked up. The people who said they was going to pay a bill or two would have been out there in Atlanta, done got their hair and nails done, eating shit they can't pronounce. Mm. It would have been on.
Oh, speaking of but people then, we have people that went to Atlanta, didn't have enough money, or the money they had for Atlanta couldn't get back home. So they set up GoFundMes to get back home and shit.
I hope nobody gave him no money.
One girl had almost like $700 and GoFundMe suspended hers because her goal was like $1,700 or some shit and she just needed to get back home. Why do you need so much money to get back home? Like, I need to get back home to my kids is what the thing said. I'm just like, no. Your kids will do, they with somebody else because the one that abandoned them to go to All-Star Game weekend unprepared and can't even get back home? Nah.
I think them hoes be able to get back home.
Why do you need this much money to get home?
They probably on the way home. Back home when they set the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
They at the damn checkout.
Yes. Like, why do you need so much money to get home, though? Like, a ticket on Spirit is like $100.
All I can tell you is, if you got to fly Spirit, your ass ain't had no business going to Atlanta.
What's wrong with flying Spirit? Okay. Spirit might be sponsoring the Frocast one day. You can't be talking bad about them.
I'm just saying. They're going to have to send me a whole lot of places before I get to hauling about Spirit.
Hey, Spirit, don't listen to her. We will. If you want Spirit Airlines.
They don't come through where we live at.
So what?
So how you going to, what would be the purpose? Hey. I got to go ride somewhere to get on a Spirit plane. I need to be able to come from here. I can't do all that.
They might do that for us.
Mm, okay.
You know, we do have millions.
And millions.
Of listeners. So, hey, they might be like, you know what? We get one Spirit plane to go through TLH. And then, you know what I'm saying? It go from there. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, Spirit holler at us. But right here, if you fly on Spirit, you got to be ready to fight. Like, you got to be ready to fight.
And that's not my life.
They were just like, yo, it's Spirit and what's that one? Pioneer or something like that? Or Frontier? Frontier and Spirit, you got to be ready to fight when you fly with them. So,
That's why I won't be in that mix. I can't be in it. You can't tell me I'm going to get on a plane. I'm not paying to do nothing, but I got to fight.
Hey, man. Just got to be prepared. Like, it can go down at any minute. And it's just like, it's not.
That's why I had to slow down with the Black Friday shopping at Walmart. Hey. Walmart don't have no control over their guests. And people just gets carried away out there.
Call Walmart, they got sued so much, they don't want to have no control over nobody.
So, but I ain't got time for the bullshit.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. All these people, shout out to y'all, man. Y'all went out to Atlanta. Y'all saw the All-Star game. And y'all
If they were living in that U-Haul, people, they didn't see shit.
Hey, look, people was getting their cars stolen. Like, just rims. Man, it was, hey.
A free fall.
Yes, it was. Like, I saw so many cars on blocks. Like, it was nuts. Hey, man,
I wouldn't even be out there.
No, I wouldn't either, man.
The people out there too old to damn be out there anyway.
It ain't nothing about the age. I mean,
It is. Some shit is beneath you. Like, you are, when you get to be an old person, an older person, some shit shouldn't even fascinate you.
True,
like, what
true.
You out there for? You going out there for the hoes? What you need to
do? The ambiance. They just like
it
the
ain't
ambiance.
No ambiance. It's hoes out there. That's all that's out there. Niggas trying to fuck, broads trying to come up. That's it. Ain't nobody doing nothing else out there. That's the whole theme of the weekend. It ain't nothing else to do.
What about the basketball games?
Okay.
So I take it you wouldn't be an all-star
That's
game
never
weekend.
Never been my thing.
Never?
Never been something that I was interested in.
Oh, okay. I understand that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
There's no purpose in doing all of that. But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah. Drake dropped a 3-pack. Did you hear it any?
No.
Nah, any of it?
Do
you care?
Not really that big of a fan.
Not really? Not a fan of Aubrey?
I mean, I have to check it out at some point.
It's just 3 songs, man. Hey, what it sounds like to me, the beats are hard, but it seems like it's the same old Drake that we've been hearing. Nothing new, nothing, you know, he didn't reinvent the wheel or do something different that we haven't heard before. So it's just Drake making Drake music. And, you know, I say he stuck to the formula. It works. You know what I'm saying? Nothing, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's not no introspective Drake or, you know, he tried a new, nah. Mm-mm. It's just like he got 3 songs. It's one with Rick Ross, one with Lil Baby, and one by himself. It's called Scary Hours 2. So check it out if you haven't heard it, man. This is not an ad. This is not an ad.
It sound like it. Oh. I hope you got paid for that.
Oh, I got a question for you, Queen Germ. I want to know, is flirting cheating?
No.
Okay, so I saw something the other day. It said flirting is cheating. Linking up and hiding it from your partner is cheating. Messaging other motherfuckers behind your partner's back is also cheating. Once you start hiding, deleting, or putting shit on do not disturb, it's still cheating. It don't have to be physical. Don't get it twisted.
That sound like a nigga who ain't never had no fans, ain't never had no friends. You want somebody to be all up in your grill. It ain't that serious. You can have conversations with other people and nobody got to be doing nothing. You talking to people, I mean, even if you did flirt, it's some shit you ain't got to even take it to the point of somebody having your number. You flirted with the person at the restaurant when the waitress came and brought you some extra shit that you were supposed to normally pay for. You flirted with somebody when you was at the gas station. You flirt with people all the time. Like, the fact that somebody is attracted to you, a lot of times, it increases your chances of getting better service. So sometimes people do get a little eye contact, a little gesture to the people so you can get what you want. Now, if you having a whole relationship, hell yeah, that's what it is. It's cheating. But don't say somebody can't communicate with people. You might have a jealous partner and your partner can't stand to see you texting other people. So yeah, you might be tempted to delete other people's text messages that they wouldn't want you to see. It could be harmless, but they don't want you talking to that person. It ain't got to do with, oh, you hiding something. It's a point of you having respect. People lie the most to the people they love the most. It don't mean that you're trying to be deceitful. It's just the fact that some people who say they can handle the truth, they can't handle the fucking truth.
What do you consider flirting?
I mean, it could be a number of things. Like, we having a conversation, you getting some extra smiles, you getting some looks, some gestures. It ain't got to be of the sexual nature, but you know what niggas like. I mean, I've been a woman all my life. I can darn near flip any dude that is heterosexual. I easily, black, white, Asian, Latina. I'm for real. I'm telling you. I done had them all that done hollered at me. Okay. So my thing is, this here is an international look. I mean, I got what everybody want. And people be running there wanting to say, oh, yeah, my man don't talk to this. My man won't talk to that.
International look, huh?
Your man will talk to me.
Oh, okay.
He'll give me much conversation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, people... You can't just be so square about the whole situation. Like, you think that it's got to be, like, everybody out to get you, whatever, whatever. I mean, and sometimes it's just fun to know that you still got it. Sometimes you don't even have to go no farther with that. It is such a thing called harmless flirting. Like, and people do it all the time.
Harmless flirting.
Harmless flirting. You don't have to.
Who is it harmless to?
It's harmless to everybody.
No, it ain't. What if you doing harmless flirting? But I don't think that. I think like, oh, she really. Hey, it's this woman at work. Really, be every day she be giving me the ooh. You just be like, oh, you doing. It's harmless on your end, but on me, I'm thinking like, oh, this she want me. It might not be harmless to me. Yeah,
you got to make sure that everybody is satisfied.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
say harmless flirting.
If we both have that understanding, that is just talk. I mean, because some people, like, what's, and this is the thing I don't like. The more we call ourselves evolving to this, you know, everybody extra sensitive, you want to be politically correct. You don't want to offend this person. Y'all scary to talk about sex at the job and shit.
You're not supposed to talk about sex at the job.
That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It has no place at the job. So that means
y'all motherfuckers can't talk about the Super Bowl at the job. Y'all can't talk about All-Star Weekend at the job.
Sex is not Super Bowl. Super Bowl come on TV. No.
It can be.
You don't need to talk. That's not for the job.
So if me and somebody, we talking, we shooting the shit, and somebody say something flip to me, I say something back to them. If it turns that way, as long as we got an understanding, other motherfuckers need to mind their business. Mm-hmm. Now you going to HR talking about something, oh, they said this, this, and this.
Because it's offended. Inappropriate.
I'm offended. Fuck your feelings. You need to go back to your office. Ain't nobody talking to you. You walking past.
I overheard it. You can't.
You tried to hear it. If I ain't talking to you, you act like I ain't talking to you. And
you was talking
moving.
Too loud. I can't. No. I can hear it.
And you know what happened? When you hear a song that you don't want to hear on the radio, what you do?
I turn the station.
Exactly. But turn your ass around and go back.
Why I got to do that?
Because that makes sense. That's the adult thing to do. You worry about what somebody else talking about.
You are supposed to act like an adult at work and not and conduct yourself as such.
I am acting like an adult at work because the people that I'm with, we having a good conversation. Exactly. Ain't nobody saying somebody, you know what I'm saying, straight up talking about just screwing somebody. But I'm just saying, if it's something of a flirty nature or sexual nature, whatever it got to be.
No, has no place.
People can say whatever they want to say.
You can't say. And then I can get offended.
And that's y'all problem. Y'all sensitive ass people. Y'all need to go somewhere else. Regular folk come to work, talk about whatever on their mind. It could be even something so simple as two co-workers. Mm-hmm. The man might be asking a woman for some advice. Mm-hmm. Okay, we talking about your personal business. He might decide that he want to share with me. His wife ain't fucking like she need to be. I might give him some suggestions. Somebody else might walk up and we having a harmless conversation. And because you coming in here with your preconceived notion as to what we already talking about, you assuming we got something going, or you assuming it's inappropriate. You need to mind your business.
But it is inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate. It's not inappropriate. Because if two grown people are having a conversation, it's between the two people. You coming over here because you happen to be bringing me a package.
We at work.
You happen to be bringing me a package and you catch a little piece of my conversation. That ain't my business. Because the same shit, if I come in your office and catch a piece of your conversation, it ain't got nothing to do with sex, but it's got something to do with some other shit that has a job, you gonna want me to act like I ain't hear that shit. So why we can't give each other the same courtesy, but you offended because you heard somebody else's conversation. A person ain't even talking about you, ain't even talking to you, but you walking up, scooping up somebody else's conversation. It's bullshit. Sensitive ass people need to stay at the house. You don't need no job. You don't need to work around people. You need to answer the damn telephone or do some shit online. It ain't nothing for you to be up there at the people job for meddling in other folks' stuff.
Hey, some things are not meant for the workplace. You gotta
understand.
Anything
is meant for the workplace. Whatever you want to talk about is meant for the workplace. Yeah,
like, but you don't.
If we can agree, then it is all right.
Yeah, but you gotta understand some things are like it's not a it's a gray area with.
It's not. So like, you tell me how come so many people have relationships with people at their job?
Because they spend most of their time with the people at work.
Okay, so tell me, if you know that you spend so many hours out the week, day, whatever, with the people at your job, how can you tell me that anything is inappropriate? As long as the people involved are not offended,
if nobody's offended, then yeah, but once one person's offended, then it's a problem.
But if it's the one person on the outside, they don't matter.
That's just how it is. Just like, you know, when you act differently amongst your coworkers when the boss around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you and your coworkers might be out there, hey, man, fuck this shit, the boss come around. Yeah, man, so, you know, like I was saying, you might want to just try, you know, you talk differently. That's just how it is.
Exactly, but then when you are the coworkers, ought to understand that
Yeah, but everybody ain't the same.
They not.
Yeah, you got some snakes out there.
I mean, you always going to have them, but I'm just saying, it just bothers me when people feel like you going to tell somebody what to do. This is a long way from flirting, but nonetheless, all I'm saying is people may flirt. Gesturing with your body gets you what you want, even when you're negotiating and you trying to show somebody that I'm firm. It ain't got to be sexual. You give off things any, you know what I'm saying, in any kind of environment that you're in. If you're trying to put on a tough persona, to get something. If you're trying to, I mean, sometimes I've learned, like, you play dumb, you get more stuff when you play dumb.
Wow.
People be like, oh, you didn't know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, show me how you do that. I'm like, okay.
I always do that.
I just don't want.
I play dumb all the time.
I just don't want the people to think.
I like people to think I'm stupid and they say and I just look at them.
And laugh because you're trying to explain something to me and I know more than what you know about it. But, okay, let's do this. So.
Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Yeah. So
oh, for real? Like, really?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's how that works.
Okay.
Oh, I can get on the internet on this? Seriously? How? Show me.
And that Wicca, what
is it
that?
Called? Wikipedia? It's a site that it tell you everything?
About anything?
Like Google? Man, didn't know.
I mean, but this is one of those things. But I just feel like everybody got their boundaries. You just need to make sure that you're clear with your person what you find acceptable and what you don't. So apparently you feel like anything that you do with somebody is cheating.
I don't think that. I mean,
you know what?
I don't. No. Certain things like flirting, it's not cheating. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, especially when you know the white lady at the job told you that you was handsome.
But texting,
you thought that shit was okay.
What are y'all texting? You know what I'm saying? If it's just somebody, you know, nah. But yeah, it just depends. I mean, what are you texting? Then that's different. You know what I'm saying? What else was on the list? Yeah, because if you got to hide and delete it, then yeah, there's something wrong with it. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Not.
Why
people say something about hiding and deleting. It's not even about that. Because,
why are you hiding it?
Okay, I go in your email all the time. Your shit stay clean. So what the fuck does
that
tell me?
I check my emails all the time.
Okay, then. So therefore, if I was to use your own rule, I would say you're cheating.
I mean, but you could look at that like that, but.
I'm just saying.
I'm
so don't say that. That's what you're doing.
Texting. No. If you're deleting the messages from that person,
it doesn't matter. You're deleting messages. Period. No normal person that has any upright relationships, businesses, or anything has an empty email at all.
What you mean? Like, it's not empty. It's the emails. I answer them as they come in.
Like I said,
and I delete the ones
empty.
That don't mean nothing.
It don't have nothing. I'd be like. You got to be damn a serial killer or some shit.
No.
Like, what the fuck is going on to where you have nothing? You don't have anything from last week. You don't have anything from last month. The shit be like, last email, 2012. What the fuck? This is 2012. 2012?
I mean,
you got the last email in 2012 and this is 2021?
I check my emails as soon as I get them.
Nigga, I check emails all the damn time. And I sure as hell don't have no empty email.
Nah, I mean.
So that looks fraudulent as fuck.
I delete the ones I don't need. I mean, I don't keep any. Like
all I could tell you, my friend.
Yeah, like, I don't have an inbox full of coupons. And
it ain't about that.
Yeah.
It ain't about that. You should have something.
I have something
in there. You have nothing.
I have something in my inbox.
Nothing. You have your call log be empty. Your text messages half the time be empty.
There goes something in there. There
yeah, that's
you go.
That's probably the fake email.
No, this is my all inboxes. This is
that's
all of them.
Fake email.
Look at that.
Fake email.
2016, 2018, 2019, 2020.
You shouldn't even be to see that shit. It should be 2021.
2020.
This motherfucker is March.
Look, yesterday.
Okay, and you went from yesterday. You went from yesterday to what year?
2020.
See, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. You shouldn't be able to go that far back. If you went from yesterday to 3 months ago, nigga, that's a whole gaping part of your life that ain't on record. That's fraudulent.
No, it's just that I delete the emails. Like,
exactly, because it's evidence.
No, it's trash. I don't like, I told you, I do not like alerts on my phone.
Okay.
I don't like to see notifications.
Okay.
So therefore.
So we going to go with that. So
when
the
I
next
one,
time, the
like,
next
look,
time.
Now I got an email in there.
Yeah. It shouldn't
look
even
that.
Bother you. You
look
shouldn't
that.
Even be programmed that way.
Look
you
at
shouldn't
that.
Even be programmed
see,
that
this
way.
See, this is what so. I do. Move. No, shoot.
Yeah, look at you. So excited.
Move to important. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All because you got girlfriends. You got old Lady Jane and whoever else that you got to talk to.
Oh,
Sarah Lee,
it.
Old stale-ass white woman telling you that
stop
you look good
it.
And all kind of bullshit at the job. Ain't nobody got time for that. And like I said, I don't even be pressed. I'm too old to be fighting over bras, fighting bras over niggas. Ain't nobody got
you
time
wanna
for that.
You want to fight for me?
Not no more. Not
one.
I used to be. I'd fight a nigga in traffic for your ass.
Come
but
on.
You,
so,
you
so right now, some woman was like, yo, I want your man. You want to throw them
like,
hands. You want to throw, come on,
I'm
man.
Gonna, I said, you got a U-Haul or something? Y'all
But what if I don't know nothing about this? This is just some woman that just
nobody,
like...
Nobody does that. You ain't got it going on that good for somebody just randomly. They ain't trying to holler at you. Don't approach me, motherfucker. Mm. If you want to get with somebody, see if he wants you. Ain't nobody going to come
standing in the way. You the one standing in the way from her being with me, but she want to fight you. You going to throw them hands.
The bitch going to die just for the fact that she running up on me.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you nobody does that. You had to make a bitch know she even know. How she know you and me?
She know. She just know that she see. She live in the neighborhood.
She need to know to get her ass somewhere. Because if you see that,
I want that man.
Nah, well, and that's
the woman. This woman standing in the way.
You can have him.
You can
have him. What? If you that stupid and desperate that you gonna come to somebody who married, she had to holler at you in the street.
What if she just
nobody does that? Nobody does that. I gotta know that a nigga want me for me to be talking about I'm approaching a nigga. Mm. I'm approaching his wife. What am I gonna approach somebody for? That's dumb as hell. Like, what you gonna do with that?
That's how bold she is.
Okay, well, she gotta die off the strength of.
Okay, that's all I need to hear. Say less.
Whatever.
Got another question.
Ain't nobody doing no shit.
Got another question.
What?
Is there such thing as respectful cheating?
Yeah, definitely.
What you mean?
Definitely. You not putting it in a person's face. Like, you make sure that the shit be legit every time you do whatever. Y'all take business trips. Y'all link up wherever. Y'all don't do no shit around the kids. You know what I'm saying? Some people got a code where they don't fuck other people on Sundays. I don't know. It just be what it is. Like, you know, people try to do things the best way that they know how.
You seem to know a lot about that.
I don't.
I mean, you just saying like you had a... I mean, you was like, oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, I'm just saying. I know a lot of people.
I'm getting off this subject right
here.
I'm getting off this subject.
Ain't nobody
right got
to be cheating. You ask a question, I got to answer.
Yeah, I'm getting off of it.
Yeah,
man.
Get off of it.
Speaking of getting off of it, saw something on... kind of piqued my interest.
Did it really?
Yes. Public sex. Yay or nay?
It depends.
What you mean depends?
I mean, it depends on your age. It depends on your size. It depends on
positivity. It shouldn't matter anymore.
Nigga, please. It depends on your size.
What's the difference between two in-shape people having sex in public and two out-of-shape people having sex in public? Still two people having sex in public.
It all just depends on the space. It depends on the space, motherfucker. If you 200-300-400-pound people, the space that you might have available in the public sector might not be the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your shit is a small booth at a restaurant or, I don't know, where the hell you having sex at? I hope you ain't having it in the bathroom. That's disgusting as hell.
That's disgusting to have sex in the bathroom? Yeah. A public bathroom? Why?
Because it's a bathroom. Like, people done pissed and shit and vomit in there. I don't want to have my coochie open to the same air that's got bacteria.
If you go to the bathroom, you got it exposed. What's the difference?
But no. I mean, you got some interactions going. You got the dingling and all that. It's just too much going on. Too much bodily fluids popping off in there.
So you ain't never want to get busy in the Burger King bathroom?
Nah.
Oh, man, come on.
I mean, I do it outside before I worry about trying to do it in a bathroom. Like, take me in the bleachers or something. I don't know.
In the bleachers?
Somewhere. But it ain't got to be nowhere where nobody done shit at.
You know what happened in the bleachers?
Probably just a whole lot of fucking. Yeah. I mean, like, if that's the case, then that's...
So this under the bleachers?
I mean, you could be sitting on the bleachers. Get your little blanket and stuff.
Wow.
And the person sitting in your... You know what I'm saying? Let them sit in your lap and you get it what you do.
Jesus. Movie theaters?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Anybody ever got you the trick with the... popcorn with the hole in the thing?
No.
Oh. Okay. Now, I'm not a public sex person, man.
You're not a public nothing person.
I'm just saying, man.
Therefore,
sex
wouldn't be... If you can't kiss in public, you damn sure can't fuck in public.
Yeah, you're right. Couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't do it. Could you do it, have sex in front of some people?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that's a crowd. I don't think that's something I want to share with a crowd.
Oh.
Or another watcher, viewer, whatever. No, that's not my thing. So, what about you? You think that would be a turn on?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. But you watch some people have sex.
I mean, I've seen.
I mean,
porn
not porn,
before.
But I'm talking about live sex. Yeah, sounds like you had to think about it. You struggling with it. You don't know what to say. That's a yes.
I mean, yeah. I could probably watch for a little while. Then once I'd be like, okay, people, I can mark it off my list. Said I've seen something like this, but I mean I wouldn't, because I me personally I think of the smells first. It'd just be too much. ass and everything in there. I just,
oh my,
yeah, it had to smell. Like,
maybe they might have got freshly washed. Everybody,
I don't give a fuck.
Everybody on the up and up.
Once 8 niggas get in the room, the temperature change.
Eight niggas ain't getting in the room.
Yeah, you know, and so now you got people laying around. Nah, I'm good on that, man. I'm good on that. Mm-mm, no. So public sex, nah, I mean, you know, everybody's done it, but, you know, it's not, you know, I stick to the cars, but then the car sex ain't really comfortable unless you got a big old car or whatever like that. And then, you know what I'm saying, it's awkward, you know what I'm saying? So who knows, man. But definitely no in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But what the fast food workers going to do with that? That's what they be getting it in at. Back in the freezer.
That work together?
The freezer, yeah. The freezer in the bathroom.
I mean, I can see the storage closet or something.
Yeah.
I mean, but you ain't going to get me in the bathroom now. Mm-mm. I mean, because...
What if I'm in there, I just clean the bathroom up and it's clean, man. I mop the floor. Coming in, we got our non-slip shoes on.
You done gave it too much thought. That must be what you used to do.
No. I was apparently a virgin.
Yeah. We all were virgins when we were born.
I was a virgin until I got married. What are you talking about? I had a white tux on.
Yeah, and I had a white dress on and a 3-month-old baby, so we was at the same spot.
Yeah.
So, hey, somebody lying.
Somebody lying. Wasn't me.
Okay.
Well, it's TV talk time. Queen Germ, Coming to America. Let's hear your thoughts.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you got to set it up. Set it up. I'm sorry. Coming to America is the reboot of Coming to America that came out like 30 years ago. It was a story about Prince Akeem who came to Queens to find a queen because he didn't want to marry the arranged marriage his parents had set up for him. And, you know, everybody knows the story of Coming to America. And so this is the reboot. And it went a little something like Akeem had a strange son in America that he didn't know about, but he found out about him because the neighboring country of, what was it called? Neighbor or something, whatever, they was going to invade and take over because he didn't have because he only had daughters. Yeah. And so, you know, and then the rule in, I was about to say Wakanda, the rule in Zamunda was, you know, women can't own anything, they couldn't be queen or ruled or anything like that. So, you know, he went to America, found his son, brought his son back, and it basically was the same story. But I want to hear your thoughts about it, Queen Germ. What did you think about Coming to America?
It wasn't the thing. I mean, it was all right. I liked it because of, I guess, the flashback to when it came out originally. Mm-hmm. It was enough of the old storyline that, you know, I liked it because of the nostalgia purposes, I mm-hmm. guess. Nostalgic purposes and quality that it had. But it was way too many stars in that thing.
The first one had a lot of stars in it.
Yeah,
cameos.
But maybe because I was young, I didn't know those people.
Uh-huh.
But then when you added some more people on top of that, it was just like, what the fuck was Gladys Knight doing in there? Like, she talking about he leaving on the midnight train from Zamunda. Like, come on, what the devil is that?
Just because it's one of your favorite songs doesn't mean...
You fucked that up. You talking about drop the bag?
What you mean?
She dropped the bag. Like, you had a wet Publix bag and some Kangas in that motherfucker.
Which would never happen at Publix where shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah, or not. But nonetheless, it was just like, why are you here, Gladys? Why?
Cameo.
Why?
Cameo.
Why? I mean, and then your boy with them thick-ass cornrows... He had too much going on Wesley Snipes.
Oh, hey, Wesley was the star of the fucking movie.
And it was ridiculous.
He was the star. That was my favorite
part. I bet it was, because you like all them stupid people.
Wesley.
Doing dumb shit. Like, he just there. He moving around and marching and joking and caramel. I'm like, you can't be taken seriously.
That was the whole point.
It was ridiculous. He didn't bring value to the show.
Oh, man. Well, my initial reaction was I was surprised. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be better than the first one because, you know, you can't top a classic movie. But I felt like it lived up to, you know, it was a decent movie. I'll watch it again. I don't feel like I wasted 2 hours of my life watching this movie. I do wish that there was a cameo by Samuel L. Jackson. Like, since he had a cameo in the first one, they could have showed him, you know, reformed and rehabilitated, and he could have been, like, a manager at one of the stores or working or something like that. He went from robbing to working for McDowell's and stuff like that because he robbed him so many times. I think that it was cool to see Louie in it. He was the only white guy in the movie, you know what I'm saying? You know, because they told them when they first made the movie, like, you can't make a movie with all black people. You got to have somebody white in it. So they threw Louie in it, and then, you know, they threw him back in it again. What else was good to see? The barbershop niggas. That shit was cool. They brought them back.
They should have been dead, though. 30 years later, them niggas should have been dead. Them niggas should have been dead. They should have been in the upper room. They was not supposed to still be cutting nobody's hair. That was not realistic, but go ahead.
Hey, they might have been in their 50s 30 years ago.
Nigga, they look the exact same as they did 33 years ago.
Black don't crack, man.
Nigga.
Hey, then you had Sexual Chocolate. You know what I'm saying? That was good to see.
I guess.
The twins, Peaches and her sister, that was good to see. Like, it was just, it to me, like I said, it was a mixture of Coming to America, Black Panther, and Lion King.
Yeah. They were all represented in there. I really did appreciate the whole women empowerment thing.
Yes. It was a woke Coming to America.
Yeah. But then at the same time, you didn't get to see her become.
That's the next movie.
But it doesn't matter. I might not live to see the next one. A whole lot of people won't live to see the next one. My thing is, you planted a seed, but then you didn't allow us to see it come to fruition. And that's the part that I don't like, because I do believe they'll never show that. They want you to get hope that a day is coming, women. Just sit still. Your daddy gonna die and you get to be queen. No, nigga. What's gonna happen is your brother gonna decide that he can't do the king thing, but at the same time, he don't want to see the people fight. But
they changed the laws in Zamunda that is allowing that.
Yeah, but it's still gonna be a bunch of bullshit, because until the people die who've been living underneath that ruling, they gonna still feel like it's something inadequate about them having a woman to be in charge of their little country or whatever. But like I said, I just would have liked to see, not that he had to die, but if he could say, okay, I'm in my last whatever term, go ahead and pass it on to the daughter.
He just became the king.
He was never supposed to be the king.
Why not?
Because
he was their son.
I mean, yeah, but he didn't have to be king.
Who else is gonna be king? He didn't have any brothers and sisters.
Like I said, either way it go, we had to sing him off, which was creepy as hell. How you gonna say you want to have your funeral while you alive? You gonna go and die on the motherfuckers while they there celebrating you? He's leaving on the midnight train, and then the nigga look at you and say, I gotta go, or whatever.
I'm ready to go now.
And he closed his eyes and he dies. Who does that?
Hey, man, he knew it was his time.
Okay. But like I said, either way, it would have been nice, at least even if they panned it and said, in the future, blah, 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 they should have let that girl go ahead and at least be like, you know.
Oh, yeah, Salt Pepper and later, in Vogue, too. What a man. What a king. What a king. What a king. Retarded. What a mighty good king.
And Salt and Pepper.
Yep, and Salt and Pepper. So, yeah.
I say that was a mess.
That was dope.
Too much. Like I said, it was just overkill. Like, you did what you did, but that's enough. You ain't got to do all that.
Tracy Morgan, he had a good part in there too. Uncle Reem.
Yeah, he was
retarded. Shout out to Uncle Reem. Like I said, I enjoyed the movie, man. So
I mean, you do smoke a hell of a lot of weed, so therefore a lot of shit be more funny to you than it ever is to the sober people.
It has nothing to do with that. The movie was the movie.
The movie was all right. It was all right. But he's leaving on the midnight train from Zamunda? Not a fan.
He's living. That's where he was.
Yeah, but they could have made a whole nother song and Gladys Knight could have sung it. Why do we have to go and remix the good song and you make it sound retarded?
Your boy Rick Ross was in it. He had a cameo. You know they shot a lot of that at his house? Yeah, a lot of that.
Rick Ross?
Yeah. You remember he was a part of Wesley Snipes' army.
Entourage.
Yeah, when they went to, that part that was in his yard, the backyard, when they walk around, that was Rick Ross. Because they shot this movie during COVID and everything. So, you know, a lot of the scenes had to be kind of, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. A lot of it shot with the Rick Ross house. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. Like I said, man, if you haven't, go check out Coming to America.
Yeah, go check it out.
The most streamed
movie
in America right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that Black excellence.
Check it off your list. Not your box.
Yes. Dope, dope, dope. Well, that's all for TV talk. I'm not going to talk about Snowfall. I mean, I am watching it, so just so y'all know, I'm watching it. You know what I mean? So don't, I'm not giving you recaps every week because I don't know how y'all watch Snowfall. I watch it, you know what I'm saying, you know, when it comes out. So, you know, hey, but I'm up to date with it. Well, we'll say this about Snowfall. Franklin's making a lot of mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Franklin was once sharp and calculated. Now he seems to be making mistakes and not looking too good for Team Saint over there, man. And speaking of Saints, I watched Brooklyn Saints on Netflix. It's about this youth football organization in Brooklyn, New York. And it's like 4 episodes, you know. Got me in my feels today, episode 4. One of the players had been with him for like the whole time. It's his last game and they lost. And he was like really loving the coach. And he was like, I'm going to miss this coach because he's my hype man. And, you know, they had that little moment and got me all in my feels. I was like, oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. I totally relate. So shout out to Coach Gwala and the Brooklyn Saints, man. It was pretty good. It was pretty decent. Yeah, I give you some tips, man. Teach our Brooklyn boys how to play football. So y'all won't come down here to Florida and get embarrassed, getting beat 41-0. Shit like that. But still love the show. Love what y'all do for the kids, man. Anybody to do that and have that passion, you know what I'm saying? That's what you want right there. That's what you want. So, yeah, that's all for TV talk, man. It's that time. Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ take situations suggested by you, the viewer, or by me. We act them out. And before we get into this, I want to let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not even go to drama class. But we do this every week. A nice little improv for the people. And this one right here, it was submitted by Amazing AP. Shout out to her. And the situation goes like this. Son calls mom from jail to ask if she can bail him out. He was the lone black guy at the attack on the Capitol. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. You have a collect call from the DC County Jail. Do you accept these charges?
Yes.
Ma, it's me.
What you got going on?
I'm down here in DC.
What you doing?
I got into a little trouble, Mama.
Okay, so what you got? You got some damn weed on you?
Not exactly. I kind of got caught up in some bullshit, Ma.
What kind of bullshit? Talk fast, because you know you running up my damn phone bill.
Well, I was with some friends, and we was walking around downtown D.C., and somehow we was in the Capitol, and I kind of got...
What you say?
I said we was in D.C., we was walking around downtown.
The Capitol bullshit.
Yeah, we was in the Capitol.
Doing what? You better been in there cleaning up or something.
Nah, we was just, like, we was in there, you know, like, kind of protesting,
so
man.
So what's your charges?
Man, a lot of charges, I guess, because these people ain't got crazy, man. Some people went in the offices, they were shitting on the walls and stuff. I was just walking around with
and
friends.
And you calling me to do what?
I need some bail money, Mama.
Nigga, you going to stay there.
Well, I got to, Mama, come on now. Like, you got to bail me out.
No, I don't. So you telling me you was in there tearing them people shit up in the You was there.
I was there, yes.
So that means you was in there fucking them people shit
no,
up?
No, I got carried away. I was protesting with the blood.
You was getting carried away?
Yes.
So the people carried you away?
No, I was getting carried away with the protest, and we was like, we were saying, like, you know, MAGA.
So you want
and,
me to spend my hard-earned money, and you was in there talking about MAGA?
I mean.
You could stay in there with the MAGAs.
But, Mom, I just feel like the election was a sham, and I don't think
it was a sham. But your black ass finna go down with these crackers.
Well, Mom, you said, you always told me to speak up for what I believe in, Mom.
And you believe in that, so you stay right there and see if one of their mamas can get you out, because I ain't got time for this.
Mom, come on, I only had one call, and I called you. I figured you understand.
You shouldn't have.
Mama, please, man. I mean, listen.
You shouldn't have.
I was just...
Next time, pick your friends wisely.
You the one sent me to the school. How you think I met them?
Okay. Huh? Yeah, but you stupid. You ain't making no good decisions. But you wasting my money and my time.
But Mama, please. I'm going to be wasting more money if you don't come bail me out of jail.
No, it ain't. You going to waste nothing of mine.
Mama, please. Mama, I got to get out of here, man.
You begging like a little girl, but yet still your ass ain't had no thoughts in your mind you went up there to them people place and did what you did.
I mean, I just thought, you know what I'm saying, we was up
you
there
didn't
protesting.
Think, nigga. You didn't think. Because if you was thinking, you wouldn't have been in there hanging off of them people's stuff and tearing up stuff. I mean, I ain't raised you like that. I mean, I look stupid.
I swear that I ain't even know.
Nah, don't swear.
Mama, this is just, I'm in over my head. Mama, I just need some help. Please.
I ain't got it.
Cut. BBC, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Y'all could be just like Amazing AP. Submit situations for us to play out. That was a pretty good one. Because the long black dude, he did. He was looking crazy just standing in the chambers like, nigga, what is you doing in there?
Like, ain't got no business at the people facility.
None. What's HBCU confession time? HBCU confessions. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grabs some tweets showing the Queen Germ, she reacts. This one goes a little something like this. My girl was complaining that my nut tasted bad, so I tasted it. Shit tasted like battery acid and weed. Howard. React, Queen Germ.
That's disgusting. First of all, why you didn't just take her word for it?
He had to see.
Like, you just thought she was just ungrateful. She
it can't be that bad, girl. Dang.
And then you taste it and you see what it's all about. Now you're nastier. Ugh. But nonetheless, now you know the shit tastes horrible. So what you gonna do? What is
change your diet, my man. Stop eating the fucking McDoubles all the goddamn time.
You can't say stop smoking no weed.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying. He said it tastes like weed and battery acid, so hell.
I don't think weed tastes bad.
Oh, so, okay. So he clearly has identified that weed is coming out in his semen.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't understand why you would want to see what the shit tastes like, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm not understanding that either. He been eager to taste that.
Yeah, you wanted to do that shit, man. I seen on this movie one time. This guy had he had bust not inside the girl, but like right outside the girl, and then he started eating her like with it, and then he had nut on his. Ooh, I was just like, bro, like
moving right along.
That's disgusting, bro. Like, I don't understand, but these new niggas, man, they you know, they in touch with themselves, literally, bro. They you know, I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't get with it, man. So if a man did that, what would you do?
I don't think we'd be together no more.
You would break up with a man because he tasted his own nut?
He can't do that shit in front of me. You can do that shit at the house when I'm not there. You can do that shit in the shower when I'm not around. But you don't do that shit in front of me and think I would want to be with you, because I feel like you got an inkling for some nut all the time. And therefore, you want to eat somebody else's nut. I don't know what you over there doing when I'm not there.
Damn.
So no, you can't show me that side. I'm not that girl.
Well, shit, man. That's disgusting. So if you like those kind of tweets, go to the HBCU confessional Twitter. They got a lot of wild shit over there, man. Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to say don't yuck my yum.
100.
I thought it
don't
was
don't yuck my yum.
Yeah, don't yuck my yum. I don't yuck their yum. Whoever's yum it is. I heard one of Germany's teachers say that one day. And I just thought that was just a perfect saying, especially for kids, but it can be applied to anything else in life, because what one person likes, another person may not like, and vice versa. So don't yuck their yum, don't yuck my yum, and, you know, live and let live. It's kind of like your thing. So you got to be able to deal with other people and be accepting of what other people have going on, even if your nut tastes like battery acid.
And weed.
Yeah, and weed. What you got to keep it 100 about?
Man, mine is two parts.
Really?
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes, it is.
I hope so.
Okay, part one goes a little something like this. Like I said earlier, All-Star Game weekend just left. And I noticed one thing about all the ladies that was attending All-Star Game weekend. All y'all was wearing the same outfit.
100.
That little see-through one-piece outfit, like, goes from the neck to the toes.
Yeah, I didn't get too much of that.
Yeah, like, I saw multiple people at All-Star Weekend with the same outfit on, and I was just like, do y'all not have any originality? Like, I mean,
that might have been the go-to uniform. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People might have said, if you're going, this is what we're wearing this year. I don't know. on the
but it looked like the, you know what I'm saying? I saw a lot of the Insta thotties posting up with the same outfit, All-Star, with the hashtag ASG. So I was just like, well, all y'all look the same. I couldn't imagine going out and all the ladies, like, that is amazing, bro. Like, these have no shame. Like, just, Like I said, I miss the good old days when women used to cover up, you know, so now it's just all...
You lame.
I'm not lame. I'm just saying, like, leave something to the imagination. It's something more sexy than saying it all out in the open. Like, you know what I'm saying? They, women don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants, you know, like, you took everything away. Like, you know, it used to be, ooh, I wonder what it look like. You know what I'm saying? But now you see it all. So it's just like, you don't have to wonder no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come out there with just the nipples and they cooch. You know, they don't even have that covered up no more, man. It's just...
I mean, but niggas keep rooting them on.
Hey, I mean.
Some people just feel like they got to keep pushing the envelope. Y'all get used to one thing. We got to push it a little more. Make you feel a little more excited. Make it seem a little bit better. I don't know.
And the second part of mine is... these network issues, man. I know I told y'all about starting a network over here, the Nappy Afro Network, but I think I wasn't clear about what kind of network I wanted to start. I want to start a network with people that have podcasts that are consistent with their podcasts, not people that are looking for someone to, you know, do all the work for them.
100.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm not clear. So I want established... Not even saying established. It's just got to be somebody that's committed to the podcast game. You know, I want you to be down with the network. I don't want, you know, Johnny Come Lately, somebody that just starts podding and will stop. And, you know, we don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Because the people that I rock with, they always rocking with their shows. So if you're not one of those people, this ain't the network for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be real with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, that's not being rude or anything like that. It's just being honest. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody's going to, you know, hold your hand through the process and do this. But, you know, you got to do it yourself. You know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a grind. It's going to be times where you don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff, but you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to find that energy. That's why you're doing it. And if you can't find that energy, then, like I said, this ain't the network for you. So that's my second part of my Keep It 100. I just wanted to keep it 100 with the people out there that's hitting me up about the network, and you're not serious about your shit. And
so
you know,
I can't help you.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, you're wasting my time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Winners and losers time. Queen Jeremy, got any winners?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say, and my winner this time don't have no name, sorry. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, a man in London... had a very rare side effect to COVID-19. Damn. This man, 69 years old, ended up having a 3-hour-long erection that the doctors had to drain it with needles to try to put some medicine in it and do all of that to help his penis come down. And shortly after that, the poor man died. Now, I'm going to say he my winner only because if he could have done something with that, he could have gone out on top. He could have gone out on a good note. If you gotta die, why not go in and bust you a good one on the way out?
Winner.
That's the way I look at it. So he my winner, although, you know, he died. He was 69, so I don't know what his other complications.
He was 69 when he died.
I don't know what his other complications could have been, but you
what
know,
the COVID have
if
to
you
do
gotta
with
go,
that.
If you gotta go, at least if COVID gonna take you out, at least they made you
so,
give
so
a good
a complication
show.
From COVID was a 3-hour erection.
A rare side effect. Of COVID.
He got a vaccine for this?
He didn't have no vaccine. It say he was a COVID-19 patient that died after experiencing a 3-hour erection that doctors struggled.
What website is from?
Treat.
Snopes?
Uh-uh. It says Insider.
Oh, Lord. It's
Home and Health. They got the Dial. They got the NASDAQ. So that's fake news too?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not. That's interesting.
69-year-old man says a case report published in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine stated that the 69-year-old man went to the emergency room after medication his doctor had prescribed, and then he had shortness of breath. Then the people found out that he tested positive for COVID, and in that time period, the people had him on a ventilator. He was in the hospital for 10 days, and then the next thing they knew, he ended up with this erection, and they was trying to help him with the erection. By the time they got that under control, shortly after, the man passed away. But like I said, if he could have done something with that nut or done something with that, you know what I'm saying, that boner, then he really would have turned it up on the way out. is all I'm saying. So we might as well go on and celebrate the big thing, you know what I'm saying? The good things about it. So he gave somebody a story. Them people in that hospital won't stop talking about him. He gone on the glory. But his name, his dick will live on in their minds because them people will talk about that day that they had to handle him. So, hey, long live Mr. 3-Hour Erection.
My winner is the state of Virginia.
Winner?
Besides having a flag that I don't agree with.
That I like.
I do want to commend y'all for being the first southern state to legalize marijuana. So shout out to Virginia. Claps go
it's
to y'all.
It's always about the weed.
Yes. They the South has been, you know what I'm saying, the Bible Belt has been broken. So let's get more states. Florida, you up next. Florida, we're going to Florida. Let's go ahead and legalize all drugs down here.
Really?
You might as well. It might as well. Legalize them all. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, it's not the drug problem. It's the people. You drugs are not... Nobody's forcing you to buy drugs. Like, it's not like...
I mean, I'm...
You buy drugs if you want it. You know what I'm saying? You don't buy drugs because, like, oh, somebody's, oh, my God. It ain't
they
like,
put a gun to my head.
Yeah, it's not propaganda. It's not like they got commercials telling you, yeah, to, hey, buy this product,
or
buy this product.
Or the nigga on the street pulling a gun on you saying, buy this shit. I need this off me.
Yeah.
No,
you going to him. So yeah, it's like... So I think that's why all drugs need to be legal. All of them. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Get them out there.
So
Virginia's my winner for doing that. You got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say the car manufacturer Kia is going to be my loser this week.
Loser.
And it's because Kia is recalling nearly 380,000 vehicles, warning customers that they need to park their cars outside because there is a fire risk or hazard. So, I mean, I thank you for notifying the people, but if you got that much default defective property that's floating around with the people, you got to do a little better on your quality control. That shit ain't what you're supposed to have going on.
Damn, that's fucked up. My loser is Kellen Winslow Jr.
Loser.
He was sentenced to like 14 years for raping old homeless women.
What?
Yeah. He's a fucking loser. Like, this dude's going around like just like raping old homeless women. And this nigga was in the NFL. And he's just, I mean, it was a sad fucking story, but he's a sicko. He's my loser because he's going to jail. And enjoy your time, chump.
I hope somebody rape his ass.
Yeah, some old, he might get a return. Some old elderly prisoner might welcome him to prison. So, shout out to him. You're my loser.
And where he come from?
He's, what you mean? Like, what
team? That name sound familiar.
Yeah, his dad used to be the athletic director over there at the school on the hill. On the highest of Seven Hills, Kellen Winslow Sr. He was dating the Elmira woman.
That was a white lady?
The president.
Oh, the president. He was messing with her?
Yeah. That's how he got the job, yeah.
And she looked like she ain't, okay.
Yeah.
She probably ain't had none in a while. That's how they...
Hey, little light-skinned man. You know how she one of them old black women, little light-skinned man. That's all they need. That's the sign of winning to them. You know. Well, Queen Germ, we've cleared out the docket, and now I must ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Beezy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stacks, my nigga MJ Money 9S, Mad Static, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, who else? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, 12 Cow Podcast. We got my dog Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Hey man, I want to get on one of these draft shows. Hey, we're gonna figure out something. I want to get in on one. Shout out to Dr. Bracev at the Dr. Bracev Network. Got Dr. Cam. Got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Bet the House Podcast, Big Smash, Miss Shante. Shout out to all the podcasts and the little podcast co-op. Shout out to all y'all. Appreciate Code Red for the drop last week. We appreciate that. Good looking. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to the Glenn and Her podcast. Shout out to the Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams podcast. That's Mad Static. Shout out to everybody off that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Cloud and all the gang. Feel like I'm missing somebody. Always does.
Shout out to his head, not his heart.
Yes. And shout out to any of our new listeners, Jen and the Holograms. Shout out to her. Jen listened last week. She heard Chuck the Gambler said on the show. She was just like, what? Let me
don't take it personal, baby. Just all fun.
Yeah, so shout out to her, man. Appreciate the listen. And anybody else that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all, man. Another good show in the books, Queen Germ. I got to say, rate your show.
I'm going to say a 4.11.
Okay. All right.
And that's the information number I need some information on.
Yes. Yes.
How to pick my numbers. Be more disciplined.
Well, I'm going to shout out. My number going to be 8.024. Because that's the number I played that I need to hit.
Maybe that'll happen for you.
Yes.
Since maybe that's what happens here. We call our numbers about a week out. Yes. You know? The shit falls in 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, just hold on.
We need that. We need that. That'll be lovely around here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, So, that's our ratings, man. Oh, man. Another show in the books, man. Felt good. Get out the way. Not saying got out the way because I enjoy doing this every week. Not only do I get to sit here and talk to y'all, get here and spend some time with my lovely wife and learn that she knows more about cheating that I feel comfortable with. And but you know, that's what you get, Rico. Yeah, it is what it is.
When you with a celebrity.
Oh yeah, that's my line, not yours.
I mean, I'm just saying, like you say it.
Yeah.
But I make it come to reality. Okay. You know, it is what it is.
Don't forget to rate, subscribe, comment on the Frocast wherever you see it. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. We got some nice shirts in there. Got the Afro as my Halo shirt. It's selling like hotcakes. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and get you one. Don't
before
be square.
Before they all gone.
Before they all gone. We're going to pull them out of the store. We're going to pull them out.
Retired.
Yeah. Then might bring them back like the Lion King and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, we're not going to get carried away with that.
Yeah. What you mean? That's how Disney do their shit.
I know. But it ain't nothing like the Lion King.
It's better.
Okay.
You created that. It's better than the Lion King. But yeah, so thank y'all for listening, man. 447 episodes of this, and it don't look like it's stopping.
We speed rolling, man.
Speed rolling. We're getting through it, man. We just every week clocking them in, clocking them out, knocking them up, knocking them down.
Oh, yeah, I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, so come back next week, man. We'll be back in the saddle. And don't forget.
Hey.
What you mean?
You're saying everything I need to hear.
Oh, my gosh. Look, man, it's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And we out of here, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Wash your fucking hands. Say your prayers. Eat your vitamins. Hey, what'd you say that bums, that homeless man sign? He had about 10 things for you to do today, bro. That motherfucker just wanted a dollar,
he's like,
bro.
Anything can help.
Yes.
God bless you. Be safe. Wear your mask. I was like, okay, you giving some good advice for your ass to be over here in the street. But he had on his mask. He was very polite. I gave him a couple of dollars.
Look at that. See, they worked. It worked.
It works. Good marketing.
Y'all have a good one, man. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com